Did they have anything besides horses?
And they grew alfalfa here. Mm-hmm. Took them 3 days to water it. Day and night.
Good grief. But they didn't have irrigation.
Yeah, it was with irrigation. Come down through the irrigation, it just took that long.
Oh my gosh.
And there was 200 head of horses in this addition.
Why'd they have so many horses?
A fella named Sharp. He was a horse rancher, and he raised horses on here.
Huh. Do you happen to know what the name is for a string of horses they would use on a cattle drive?
A Ramada.
Good. You're good at this. What's the thing that they use to rope the cows?
Rope the cows.
Mm-hmm. Or the calves.
Cattle you rope, cows you don't rope. A lariat.
Mm-hmm. And are there other words for that, or just lariat?
Well, in Spanish it's called a larieta. That's where it came from. It's uh-huh. a Spanish word. Uh-huh. No, not that I can think of, other than rope.
Okay. The thing that you might use in your backyard to carry stuff around in, it has a little wheel in front.
Wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And what's a bag that is made out of a coarse fiber?
Burlap or gunny sack.
Okay. And what's a name for a boat with oars?
Rowboat.
Good. If you wanted a horse to go faster, you might hit it with a...
quirt.
Or a... a lion tamer uses a big one.
A whip.
Uh-huh.
You don't unless you're riding in a wagon,
mm-hmm.
pardon me, or a buckboard,
mm-hmm.
you don't use a whip.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
they're 6 to 20 feet long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How big is a quirt?
A quirt is, I've got one. You've got them from about this long down.
So it's about 4 feet to 2 feet.
Yeah, 2 to 4 feet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Something that you hold in your hand to sharpen a knife with is called a...
whetstone?
Mm-hmm. What about a bigger one to sharpen an axe?
To sharpen an axe? Holding it in your hand?
No, not holding it in your hand.
A grindstone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or a grinding wheel.
Mm-hmm. When you chop logs to build a fire, you need to lay them on this thing that looks like this. What do you call this? There's actually two of them, and they're connected. What do you call them?
To chop them on?
Yeah.
Chopping block?
Well, a chopping block is...
just a block,
a
but
block.
I don't know what you call that thing.
Oh, you've never seen that, where the you lay a log across it? You could saw it.
Yeah.
If you saw it.
I don't know what it's called.
Have you ever heard of a sawbuck?
A sawbuck. Heard of a buck saw.
Have you heard of would you call it an X-frame?
You'd have to call it an X-frame, made that way.
There's another kind of tool that's used in carpentry and for cutting wood that's shaped like this. What would you call it?
A wedge?
That? It's something to hold wood up. I'm not sure how they do it.
To hold wood up?
Yeah, so that you can work with it. It's like an X-frame. Never seen one like that?
I don't know.
They call it, well, it's some people call it an A-frame, but you can't think of another name for it.
No, an A-frame, how would you hold up wood with an A-frame?
I think it's somehow the A.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it helps boards lie flat for carpentry. It would make more sense because you couldn't lay a board flat on an X-frame. You'd have to have an A-frame.